the perfect detail in message-transmitting cells. The brain's flawless system is, by itself, sufficient for us to realize his sublimity. It contains more than 100 billion nerve cells. In order for us to perceive, see, and feel our surroundings, communication has to be established among these 100 billion nerve cells. This is done by somehow making a total of 100 trillion connections. The means by which this astonishing level of communication is established are exceedingly effective. A special flute, located between the nerve cells, contains certain high specialized chemical enzymes that make electron transport possible. When the electrical signal reaches a nerve ending, electrons are loaded onto these enzymes and then transmitted to other nerves by floating through the flute between the nerves. The electrical current thus continues to flow by passing on to the next cell. This process takes place in microseconds and with no interruption in the electrical current. If one of these enzymes fails to perform its function, the transmitted message cannot reach the brain. In other words, although you were looking at your hand, its image would fail to reach your brain. Moreover, if the enzymes stopped functioning for any reason, the brain's 100 billion nerve cells would also cease functioning. If these enzymes decided to distribute the message randomly, rather than taking it where it needs to go, the resulting disorder would overturn the entire sensory system and paralyze contact with the outside world. Every nerve in the brain and every enzyme, protein and electron is the work of Allah. The example described here is just one of the countless details created by the one who controls all entities at every moment and enfolds them with his mercy at all times. I seek protection of Allah from the rejected Satan. It is Allah who created the heavens with no support. You can see them and cast firmly embedded mountains on earth so that it will not move under you, and scattered about in it creatures of every kind. And we sent down water from the sky and make every generous species grow in it. This is Allah's creation. Show me then, what those besides him have created. The wrongdoers are clearly misguided. Surah Luqman 10:11.
www.harunyahya.com